Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And welcome back. We are here on a Thursday afternoon, and we are not in Smyrna, so why is State Representative Mike Sparks in my studio here this afternoon? Mike, what's up?
Hey, I appreciate the invitation, Brian. Got Secretary of State Trey Hargett with us. We've been touring the county and had a great time so far.
Well, it's nice to see you here in the studio.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you very much.
It's okay to see Mike. I see enough of Mike every now and then. But Secretary of State, what in the world does the Secretary of State do, or maybe we should say not do? Because it's just about everything, isn't it?
Well, that's a great question. One of the punchlines at the beginning of my typical speech is when my wife found out I got elected. Of course, she was there that day, and she said, "Honey, that's great. I'm so proud of you. Now, what do you do?" So, you know, I can successfully say that we have not declared war on Alabama since I've taken office, you know. So in the Secretary of State's office, the thing people typically recognize the most about us are elections. Of course, nobody ever has an opinion about that. I've been spending a lot of time traveling the state and talking about the new photo voter ID law, making sure people are fully aware of that. And what they need to be able to bring to the polls to be able to vote with them next year, and other avenues that they have in regards to the election. So that's a big public awareness campaign we've taken on. Also, making sure people know other ways that we've been working to ensure voter integrity. You know, since taking office, we've removed over 13,000 deceased people from the voters' rolls in Tennessee. That's a big obstacle, obviously, that stands in our way to preventing voter fraud. So it's important that we make sure that the voter rolls have the utmost of integrity. We don't run Republican elections, Democrat elections. We just run them in a way that people can have confidence in results afterwards. The other thing we're doing is we're comparing voter rolls with other states, making sure people aren't voting in Kentucky and Tennessee in the same election. And we've also been working with district attorneys around the state to make sure that those who are voting illegally, such as felons who've not had their voters' rights restored, making sure that those people are prosecuted. In fact, down in West Tennessee, there's one district attorney alone who I think has gotten over 30 convictions of voter fraud since we've taken office. And we also, something that's really hot in some areas is the Tennessee State Library and Archives and a regional library system. We visited the library at Smyrna earlier today and talking about the great services we provide. We provide training support for libraries, technological support, and also we estimate here in Rutherford County probably have over $500,000 worth of books on the shelves in your libraries here in Rutherford County.
That's quite amazing. So there are many facets to your job. So how do you keep up with, you know, all of the different things that are going on? Because a lot of stuff comes across your desk, I would imagine.
Well, fortunately, we have a lot of good people in our office. You know, we have just under 400 employees, and we have some very capable people, some of which have only been there a couple of years as I've taken office, some who have been there a couple of decades, long before I ever got there. And day in and day out, they're doing a great job. And we're really working to change the culture in the Secretary of State's office to be the can-do people of state government, to realize that, you know, people expect a good value for every transaction. They expect us to come in and try and create a state government that's more responsive, more efficient, more effective. You know, our budget's over $2 million less than when I first took office. Our employment base is down over 10% from when I first took office. And we're still delivering a great product, in my opinion. In fact, I'm convinced we're doing it better than we've ever done it because we're leveraging technology and also remembering who the customers are. You know, that every taxpayer in this state is my customer. I work for them, and it's not the other way around. So it's up to us to make sure every time we take a dollar in taxes that we give people value for every dollar we take in.
Got a lot of bosses around the state, don't you?
I've got one of them sitting right next to me, you know, and Mike Sparks. You know, Tennessee is one of three states in the country with a legislature elects the Secretary of State. Many states it's publicly elected. Some states the governor appoints, but in Tennessee, it's Maine, New Hampshire, and Tennessee where the legislature elects the Secretary of State.
You are a former state representative as well, so you kind of feel the pain, if you will, for lack of a better word, that these elected officials are going through with everything that comes across your desk. You at least know where they're coming from when they present a problem to you.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I really enjoy about these visits, you know, I know in the past couple of years I've had the opportunity to come spend a day with Representative Joe Carr. I've spent a lot of time with Senators Ketcher and Tracy and now Representative Sparks. It's helping them advocate for different things. Like a good example of that is this morning we were at Motlow State.
Yes, sir.
And talking about the construction, new building over there. And I think they're just under $400,000 for reaching the goal line and trying to figure out, you know, what avenues there might be to help them reach that goal line a little bit faster so they can build that building. And, you know, there's meetings that Representative Sparks is in And there's meetings he's not in sometimes. You know, it's a part-time legislature. He's got other things he's got to do outside of being in the legislature. But there's meetings that I'm in sometimes. As those issues come up, I can help advocate on behalf of Motlow State and Representative Sparks and help him do his job better and help the other members of the Rutherford County delegation do theirs. Another example is, you know, later this evening, I think we're going to finish up Middle Tennessee State University.
Yes, sir.
And going to be talking about the new life sciences building. That's something that's been a big priority for a lot of legislators on both sides of the aisle for many years. And learning how I can better help advocate for what the needs are and balancing those with the needs of the rest of the state. And I also think my past service in the General Assembly, I like to think that the advice I give it sometimes is useful. And I'm very flattered anytime somebody comes and says, hey, you know, I know you probably encountered this problem before. You know, tell me how I ought to handle this. And so I appreciate the opportunity to be a resource and work for them.
Secretary of State Trey Hargett is in the studio with us this afternoon, visiting Rutherford County all day today. You have a lot of people in your ear, it would sound like, from both sides of the aisle, from the House and the Senate and the administration. So you're pulled in many different directions, it sounds.
We are get pulled in a lot of different directions, but I think the people expect us to take in all that information and make good, balanced, well-informed, intelligent decisions. And so that's why I feel privileged to be able to do that. And after 15 years off and on in state government, 10 years in the House, 1 year of Tennessee Regulatory Authority, and now just almost 3 years for the Secretary of State's office, you know, you learn that decisions don't necessarily get easier as you go along, because when you first start, there's a lot of information you don't have. But as you go on, you learn there's multiple sides to every issue, and it's just at the end of the day, being able to lay your head on the pillow and know that you did your best, you made the most informed decision you can.
A day for you, a typical day, is how many hours? 12, 14?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say it's 14 hours. You know, it varies. I mean, we have our days where, you know, fortunately it's only 8.5 or 9 hours, and we have our days where, you know, it's a 12, 14-hour day. So, you know, on the balance, I'm fortunate I have a very understanding family. You know, I recognize it in the day long after I'm not the Secretary of State anymore. I'm still going to be a husband and a father and my family. That, you know, that's the priority that I have in my home. But one of the reasons I feel so strongly about trying to do a great job as Secretary of State is creating a state government and a state of Tennessee that reaches its full potential so that my sons have good jobs to go to, they have good colleges to go to, that they have a place where they can succeed here in the state of Tennessee.
And then maybe leave it up to one of them to be the next Secretary of State. Who knows?
Well, you know, if one of them chose to do that, I'd be proud of them. But there are many ways that people can serve in different parts of their community that are equally important, if not more important than what I do.
Well, we should all want to leave our community, wherever we're serving, you know, whether it be in church or in our jobs or whatever we're doing, we want to leave it better for our kids.
Absolutely. You know, what's the I guess it was once said that, you know, to whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mike says that quite a bit, don't you?
And yep. So, you know, we all have an obligation to give back. And I think if we all attempted to give something back, you know, more than what we were given, I can only imagine how great the state could be.
Well, I do appreciate you coming by the studio today. It was very nice to meet you and talking to the folks here in Rutherford County. And we kind of like that science building over there at MTSU, too.
Yeah.
So,
tell them that's a big issue.
Yeah,
big issue.
It certainly is. Largest university in the state of Tennessee right here in Rutherford County. And we're awfully proud of what's going on the MTSU campus. Mike, thanks for coming in, too.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
See you next week. Yes, sir. Trey Hargett, Secretary of State, along with State Representative Mike Sparks, joining us here in studio. A timeout for the news, and we'll be right back with more Rutherford Issues in a moment.